On with the news. There was a carnival atmosphere as families flocked to the annual Lord Mayor's Parade. A rare concert ticket signed by the Beatles when they performed in Norwich is up for auction. And police give the reason why a major incident was mistakenly declared.
The temperatures may have dipped slightly from their recent record highs, but Norwich's annual carnival was still hot to trot through the city's historic streets. The Lord Mayor's procession is always a highlight on the city's annual events calendar, and it proved to be once again in 2026. Thousands of people, young and old, turned out to see the latest version of the street celebration, which started in the mid-1970s. Giant wasps, sunflowers, snails, and of course dragons were among the array of creatures great and small joining humans who walked, cycled and danced along the parade route. Norwich's Lord Mayor, Karen Davis, was at the helm of this year's parade, which celebrated the theme Wild About Norwich. The theme celebrates the city's natural world, from Mousehold Heath and the River Wensum to local wildlife and folklore. The parade finished at Chapelfield Gardens, which is a focal point of the weekend for celebrations with live music and free family entertainment, including street theatre, crafts and making sessions, as well as a kids' disco, face painting and interactive life-size computer games.
A dated and tired building in a city thoroughfare is to be given a facelift to prevent graffiti and antisocial behaviour. The site in Castle Street, which is home to a row of shops and backs onto the Walnut Tree Shades pub, is to be revamped and old fire escape ladders removed to prevent people trespassing. Norwich City Council has approved the scheme put forward by Omni Estates Limited. The bid also proposes new windows for better appearance and energy efficiency. The plans explain, the intention is to achieve a simpler and modern appearance, uplifting the street scene while retaining the essence of the original design.
A rare concert ticket signed by the Beatles when they performed in Norwich is heading to auction. The Grosvenor Rooms ticket, which will be up for grabs, bears the signatures of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr. The piece of rare musical history has been valued between £3,000 and £5,000 and was signed during their only performance at the venue in Prince of Wales Road on May the 17th, 1963. The ticket will now be sold by Tenants Auctioneers in Leyburn on July the 22nd as part of their Toys and Collectibles Sporting and Fishing Sale. Keegan Harrison, Toys and Collectibles Specialist at Tenants Auctioneers, said, "Anything relating to the Beatles remains incredibly popular, and it's fantastic to have such strong provenance with this lot, with the vendor having actually been present when they were signed."
Norfolk Constabulary has explained why it mistakenly declared a major incident over the weekend. The force has revealed it did so in error while it was assisting Suffolk Police as it was dealing with a terror threat to an event being held near Ipswich. The Suffolk force had declared its own major incident, which it did not declare publicly, in response to a threat of extreme right-wing terrorism being targeted against the UK Eid Jumu'ah event, a gathering of 10,000 Muslims at Shrublands Hall. Norfolk Police assisted by handling calls on behalf of their Suffolk counterparts. The Norfolk force mistakenly published a social media message declaring a major incident in its county. It had faced mounting anger from the public and politicians about its failure to explain what had happened. In a statement issued 30 hours after the original post, the force finally issued a statement. It said, "We published a social media message referring to a major incident in Norfolk and advising that calls to our control room may be affected. A recorded message carrying the same advice was also activated in our control room. These measures form part of our standard response plan used during major incidents. We can now confirm that as part of the mutual aid arrangements, Norfolk Constabulary had been supporting colleagues in Suffolk who had declared a major incident in relation to a suspected threat made towards UK EGMA event at Shrublands Hall.